Anjali, let's start with the booster shot conversation, which continues to grow louder, and we continue to get a little bit more clarity on how that rollout will go and how, I guess, really the FDA is likely to think about the beginning of this process.
That's right, Miles. We are getting reports that the FDA is looking to tweak the emergency use authorizations of both Moderna and Pfizer this week. It could come as early as today to allow immunocompromised individuals, that's those who are maybe organ donor recipients or those who have other diseases that really suppress the immunity or are taking medication that suppress their immunity, in order to help boost their protection against the Delta variant specifically, which we know is more contagious and can impact them more easily. This was already sort of foreshadowed. We knew that the CDC advisory panel was meeting Friday in order to discuss this very topic. So it looks like following suit, we're going to get one after the other. There are already reports of individuals getting booster shots of illicitly, essentially. The CDC has an internal memo reported by ABC yesterday looking at the stark number of more than 1 million individuals likely having gotten third shots in some states, specifically in Florida. Other reports are coming out of Colorado. So this is basically already happening, and the federal agencies are sort of catching up to the existing sort of strategy.
Hey, Anjali, at the same time, we are getting a lot more companies, municipalities, schools that are now going to be requiring vaccinations. What's the latest sort of tally there?
Well, it's a large tally and it's very varied. Yeah. So let's break it down quickly. Let's first talk about the mandates that are coming from the company levels. We know that there have been a range of companies over the last couple of weeks asking for or implementing mandates. And if not, saying that individuals who won't get vaccines, they will have to wear masks indoors or be regularly tested. McDonald's added itself to the list. And while it doesn't apply to restaurant workers, it does apply to corporate employees. Meanwhile, within the airline space, we know that United got a lot of attention for implementing a mandate. Meanwhile, some other larger airlines have not followed suit. But we did get word that Alaska is weighing a vaccine mandate for its employees. So there you have it. Those are the airlines that are already doing a vaccine mandate. Some have pivoted away, like Delta, we know, got a lot of flack yesterday for doing as much. Meanwhile, in the teachers space, we got news that California became the first state to mandate vaccines for teachers yesterday. And that's a really interesting sort of step, because it's largely been left to the school districts as well as the teachers themselves in order to do that. Some states have even pushed back against teachers, Florida being that big example over there. We've seen, you know, threats of defunding school districts or suspension of salaries for anyone who does so. There have also been cases in Texas that are now being sorted with teachers and school districts looking to implement at least mask mandates there. So a lot going on in that space. Meanwhile, at the state level, we do have several states that have gotten on board, Washington being one of the latest to get on board with a vaccine mandate for state employees. As you can see on that map, those are the ones that either have a vaccine mandate, meaning they have a deadline to get a vaccine, or they are asking employees, state employees who do not get vaccinated, to mandatorily wear a mask and get regularly tested. So it's a very varied window of what's going on there. And then we're seeing a lot more masking mandates come down the pike at the city level. Several major cities definitely taking on mask mandates for indoors or just broadly speaking, regardless of vaccine status. So like I said, very mixed bag picture, but a lot going on there.
Yeah, and just in the world of markets, Anjali, we saw that announcement from the New York Stock Exchange yesterday that it will require everyone on the floor to be vaccinated. I wanted to just kind of go back to the school issue, and I think about, you know, here in New Jersey, we're going to have masks mandated within the classroom, but the school year is, it seems right now, about a month out, going to start on time. You talked about California, where we have a vaccine mandate or weekly testing. And I wonder at this point if there is any appetite, how you are thinking about the potential for any move back to remote schooling, or are even the most conservative states at this point pretty much committed to getting teachers and students back in the classroom on a full-time basis come September?
there's been a lot of discussion about this, Miles, and a lot of it has focused on the mental health of students and the need for students to stay in person in class in order to get the best education, looking at last year's results. And we saw the other day with our colleague Reggie Wade's special report how some kids felt like they did not get the full year's education when they were remote and it was a lot harder to learn. So that has been really the major focus and argument for in-person learning. It seems like a lot of schools are definitely looking at keeping the in-school, regardless of whether or not they're focused on the mask mandate.
And then also on the, you know, on the California issue, I saw, you know, some folks thinking about it this way. How do you see the mandated vaccine or weekly testing? Do you view the weekly testing as here's an inconvenience that will likely encourage folks to just say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore and go ahead and get the vaccine? Because it feels like, I mean, I look at, you know, the NFL, for example, that's kind of their whole point. They don't really care that much, I don't think, about the vaccine itself. They just say it's going to be so inconvenient to remain unvaccinated that will sort of herd everybody towards our desired result.
It's hard to answer that question with a specific answer, because what we're seeing with those who aren't getting vaccinated is that they have really a wide array of reasons for not getting vaccinated, whether it's a hesitancy issue, a trust issue, or just simply, you know, some people who refuse outright and will never get it. So what I would say is probably some of them will likely pivot to getting vaccinated based on the inconvenience of testing, but it's hard to say, you know, what percentage or how many will really look at that. I know that that is the goal of a strategy like that, is to sort of push those who may be hesitant into the vaccinated category.
You know, Anjali, I have another follow-up question on this. Have you seen anyone who is mandating vaccines and testing? Because of course the new research, particularly in schools, because of course the new research shows the vaccinated people can spread the Delta variant. And if you're dealing particularly with an elementary school population, those kids are not vaccinated. So I wonder if you've seen any examples at all of that.
No, but I have seen the ones where it's vaccine and masking. So the testing is really for those who are unvaccinated. But masking has really been, from every expert I've talked to, masking has really been the key to curb the spread, no matter what your vaccine status is. And that's the reason why even the CDC, you know, came out with that new guidance on that. It is the best tool that they have currently to help curb the spread and make sure that everyone is safe. So I have seen that combination.
All right, Yahoo Finance is Anjali Kimlani with all of the latest headlines, the flurry of headlines that continue on the coronavirus. Anjali, thanks so much for your time this morning.